What do you think of today's ball players compared to your era? Are they different?
Yeah, they're a whole lot different. They're way above us. I don't think that I could be in the major league.
Why don't you think you could?
Well, first is size. I'm an outfielder. So the first is the size. And the second is, well, you can't tell about that reflex and everything. What would happen? But I would play with them now. See, that's my biggest trouble. I didn't back off. I kept a baseball glove and a pair of shoes with me all the time. Kept it with me. I wanted to play. That's the main thing. If you want to play, you going to play.
What was your batting average, approximately?
They got me around about 3-something, about 310 or 309 like that. I said, I could have been a lot better. But you run against some guy like Satchel and Hilton Smith.
That affects your batting average pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the batting average is 310 is pretty good. Any ball player today is batting 300. No, it's considered really strong.
And you won't find any ball player batting 300 nowadays. You can stand at 200 bracket. Look at the Cecil Fielder.
Mm-hmm.
He's not quite 200, but last night he struck out 3 times. But they what? They know if he connects, it's going to be something, you know, Cecil Fielder.
Yeah.
They overlook a lot of that.
You know, we've got pitchers today who are pitching 96, 97, even touching 100 miles an hour. Do you think your pitchers are pitching that fast?
Satchel's throwing better than 100 miles. Bully Roden, Dumas, they're throwing better than 100. They was doing better than 100.
How did you know that?
I can tell the way they're doing that. Because I know good and well, I'm ball satisfied. Them 3 bullets he whooped by me, and I know getting not bad again. It's about 18 times after then. You catch that ball up fair when that pitcher got it. When you turn it loose up there, that's when you should have it. Well, let me switch this over. Ain't no whiskey, steroid, or nothing going to make you hit no ball.
Yeah.
If you don't have that eye for that ball, you're not going to hit it. I'm telling you, man, I didn't drink so nothing like that. We had a guy named Doughbelly.
Doughbelly.
Doughbelly. He looked like a Doughbelly, a Gold River and everything. You could shoot it up and he hit it. He's a drunkard. He could hit it up in Ralph Gaines. You could know a guy like that. Then the other guy get up there and look bad striking out. You know, some guy getting the ball by him. But I know good and well, it's the present. I wouldn't want to go to that spring training and all that kind of stuff. That's just learning all over again and everything. But you haven't got the eye, you're not going to. If it's not in you, then they're going to come out and everything.
It sounds like you didn't drink any or some at all.
When I sold whiskey. I sold it. I didn't drink. I didn't smoke. I tried it and it didn't. I didn't drink nor smoke.
What kind of advice do you give to young ball players today? What should they do?
Well, first you sharpen your mind and stay in condition. Stay in condition. That's the same way about football. Them guys in good condition, they don't get hurt. You're loafing when you get hurt. You're out there loafing. They're not doing your job. And you're sitting on that bench, and that guy pitching that ball. If his curveball is working, you lay off of it.
Right.
He going to finally throw you a fastball or your pitch. You don't get your pitch and everything. That's the way scouts look at it. He expect you to hit your pitch. They really expect you to do that. They really expect you to hit your pitch and do your job. I know I can be a double-A or triple-A ball player, but then majors up. See, guy got size. And take the guy for the St. Louis Cardinals, Holiday. That man's a big man.
Yeah. How tall were you?
5'11". I've always been 5'11". I always have.